Now, you know I like to try and do something a little bit different. So you need to be able to see the screen. Doesn't matter that you don't see me, that's okay. As long as you can see a screen somewhere. Okay? Now, you know as well as I do that jargon rules our lives. We have in our own walk of life, whatever it might be, whatever job we do, we have jargon that we use. And church is no different. I work for a nursery, and in a nursery, we use terms like I'm doing the EYFS, developmental standards, national standards, all that sort of stuff. That's what I do every day. I know exactly what it means, but when I get a new parent in and I'm saying, yes, we're going to do the EYFS, we're going to do this, 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 they just look at me gone out. So I understand that jargon can be different and difficult. So I want to take a little bit of the heat out of Christian jargon. So this is my take on a testimony. And the Bible reading today comes from Matthew, and it's chapter 7, verses 24 to 29. All who listen to my instructions and follow them are wise, like a wise man who built his house on solid rock. Cake. Though the rains come in torrents and the floods rise and the storm winds beat against his house, it won't collapse, for it was built on rock, cake. But those who hear my instructions and ignore them are foolish, like a man who builds his house on sand. For when the rains come and the floods come, the storm winds beat against his house, and it will fall with a mighty crash. The crowds were amazed at Jesus' sermon, for he taught as one who had great authority and not as their Jewish leaders. My testimony today is about Brussels sprouts. Well, I didn't always believe in cake. I had a very good upbringing. My parents didn't really believe in cake. Come on, keep up. They may have mentioned it at Easter or maybe even at Christmas, but nothing really much. So I didn't miss it and I didn't need it. It was at school that the first temptation to Brussels sprouts came. Brussels sprouts. Stuff happened at home. I was lost and I felt very much alone. Then a friend suggested that I try Brussels sprouts. Well, I wasn't sure. I didn't think that it would do me any harm, so I tried it and they tasted quite good. And I wasn't the only one. We all did it. And I felt part of a group. I felt that I belonged. You know, I had some friends and some of the others would go behind the bike shed and have frozen Brussels sprouts, but I didn't want to go that far. So I just stuck to pure Brussels sprouts. Sometimes I'd add a little bit of mint sauce or even a bit of cranberry sauce or even mix it with some syrup, but it was best unspoiled and naked. But soon I was up between 10 and 15 a day. At first, I didn't want to think that I was getting addicted, but after the first 10, it wasn't enough. Don't touch the sprout, kid. I would have had more. No, no, don't touch the sprout. I would have had more, and I had to disguise it in various ways. Sometimes I would soak them in red syrup and roll them up in sprinkles so that they looked like gobstoppers. But they were Brussels sprouts, and the telltale signs and odours were there. Well, it got so bad that I spent all my money on Brussels sprouts. I got so low I even started eating frozen Brussels sprouts, but it was all I could think about. The shape, the size, the colour. It was intoxicating to my brain. I had binge Brussels sprout days. Time just evolved into a Brussels sprout stupor, and I'd wake up not knowing where I was, just waiting for the next fix of luscious greenness. I knew that this could not go on. I was addicted to Brussels sprouts. By now, I was so caught up in a life of Brussels sprouts that I had no money, no life, no friends, and definitely no sense of smell. And then someone introduced me to cake. Sorry, the Brussels sprouts are getting at me. I can still smell them. The lure of the Brussels sprout. Strength, strength. Well, I was out for a fix. Sunday is always a good day to go out for a fix because people have their Sunday roast and they always leave the sprouts on the side. So, and I went to this place where they had a carvery. That's always a good place for a quick veg fix. And when I was there, someone that I'd gone to school with called my name. I didn't recognise her at first. Then I remember I used to go to her for a quick fix of frozen Brussels sprouts when I was desperate. But she looked different. She knew what I was involved in, and she said that she should show me something better, cake. I knew I needed help, and I went with her to this particular place. She said that other cake eaters went there and met together just to talk. Well, I went, and I listened to her talk about cake. She said cake was something special, and that if I tried it, that's taste and see, that cake is good, I'd understand. I said that I would listen to the others and I'd think about it. Well, I heard one person say that cake had helped him get a better relationship with his family and they'd even let him back into the house once he'd given up Brussels sprouts. Someone else said that they'd been able to stop taking Brussels sprouts and that they were free, totally free of a need. I found that quite hard to believe, but they looked and smell actually pretty good. Not green or smelly at all. Another person said that she tried it, but was confused. You see, there seemed to be so many different types of cake. They all seemed good. Then she said that she'd been given a book that would help her to have real cake. I said, maybe this book could help me. And it was called Basic Ingredients Bakers Learn Every Day. B-I-B-L-E. A Bible, for short. Then I started to read this book. Well, I couldn't understand it. But my friend said that if I needed to have a good foundation to build on, she said I needed the four basic ingredients to have good cake. They are butter, sugar, eggs, and flour. Be born again, have salvation, you get eternal life, and have faith. That's the basics for a good cake. I said, what about the chocolate and chili and carrots and other strange stuff? Keep up, Matthew. Thank you. What about the other chocolate, chili, carrots and other strange stuff that people put on them? She said, if you follow the instructions and stick to the basic ingredients, you will always have a good foundation for cake. Well, I read the book, and I found that I no longer needed Brussels sprouts. I found that cake, thank you. No, wrong cake. Thank you. I found that cake made me feel special. It made me feel wanted and able to have a fulfilled life. Well, I have to tell you, it hasn't always been easy. There's been times when I've seen my old crowd. They laugh at me, sometimes to my face, but more often to not than my back. But when I have cake, okay, I don't have to hide or be ashamed because I'm free and I am accepted. I've had cake for about 5 years now. I even went to college to find out more about cake. It was really great to meet others that felt the same. But something happened at college, though. I wasn't sure at first, but I trusted cake. Thank you. And I found that the basic cake wasn't enough for me anymore. Others said that the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, thank you, said that there was more, and I wanted this. So I added fruit. Fruit. Thank you. I added fruit. I couldn't believe the difference. I was more filled now with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In fact, I become a real fruitcake. I do sometimes now see my old mates hiding there, eating their Brussels sprouts. And I try to talk to them. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. But I don't judge. I just leave them a piece of cake and see what the difference will be. Life is different now. I have a family and they all love cake. But there are still some hard and challenging times. But I know that all I have to do is sit down with a large cup of coffee and a large portion of cake, and all of these things don't seem so bad at all. Because you know, cake, or C-A-K-E, Christ Almighty King, evermore. By the way, I don't use baking powder anymore because he is risen. Happy Easter, everybody. You will never look a sprout in the face again. So you see, jargon can confuse people. But if you turn it around and make it fun, cake can have a meaning all of its own. So happy Easter. He is risen. Forget the Brussels sprouts, however nice and tempting they might seem. Eat cake and live. Thank you very much. Amen.